Brett Hellner back with you here on WBAL News Radio 1090. And to be honest with you, the story coming up right now might be one of my favorites that we do in all of 2015. I know it's only January, but I love this one. You all know him well because he pitched for the Orioles for parts of three big league seasons. Big left-hander, former NBA player, former Oriole, Mark Henriksen joins us right now. Mark, thank you so much for coming on the program. I really appreciate it.
Oh, you're welcome.
Well, let's start with this, and we've been following this story now for a couple of months. I know it's kind of been out there now for a couple of years, really. You spent 2013 with the Norfolk Tides, had a really good year, and I saw you at spring training a couple years ago, too. Last year, statistically, you were great with the York Revolution in the Independent League, right where you live, and now you're trying to come back again. You have not pitched in the majors in 2011. Tell me about your comeback effort here.
Well, it started in 2011. Ironically, it was at Kauffman Stadium when we were playing the Royals, where, you know, Buck and I were in his office and we had a conversation about, he was, sending me down, and basically he just asked the question if I ever thought about changing my arm angle, something I never really thought about because I'd been in the big leagues for, eight plus years, pitching a certain way, trying to master that. And honestly, it took me the entire year of 2012 where I didn't play. And I was like, wait a minute, I still feel like I got a lot left in the tank. What's going on here? And it took sitting out a year where I did not have any offers, no opportunities. And then I finally reached out to him before the 2013 season and said, hey, look, I'm game. Let's do this. Because the one thing he told me was you got to commit 100%. And that is something that at the time I really didn't know what that meant. But now that I've been doing it for a couple of years, I really understand. So basically, I went down to minicamp in 2013, picked it up, thought I kind of knew what I was doing. But as I found out, even though I've had good years in 2013 and 2014, I've had to strip everything I knew as a pitcher, just the way I was on the mound personally, the way the ball comes out of my hand, the way hitters react to my stuff, and everything I knew since I was a kid, I pretty much had to scrap and start from scratch. And I always knew I had the talent to pick it up, and the thing that's been encouraging for me is even though I pitched in independent ball last year, I got a lot better. I got a lot better since the first month that I tried this till now. I mean, it's light years. If you talk to, everybody with the Orioles who saw me down at minicamp, it's completely different than it was 2 years ago, and it's definitely different than what it was last year. So the progress is there. That excites me. That keeps me motivated. My family's behind me. And, I keep playing. I feel great. And the goal when I took on this challenge was to get back to the big leagues and be successful.
I have to ask you this, Mark, and I do want to talk about your progression, throwing from the side, and the ins and outs of that. That really fascinates me. But a lot of people are going to say, listen, you started your professional athletic career in like 1996. You banged around the minors for a while after your NBA career. You finally break through the big leagues. You hang around for 10 seasons. I'm guessing 10 seasons in the major leagues, you did pretty well financially. You're 40. I read you have a grandchild now. Why come back? Why come back at all?
Well, there's something that makes me tick that I'm sure a lot of athletes have similar, beliefs, that I've always embraced challenges. And for me, even when I was a kid, I've always been a proponent of playing multiple sports. It was something my family exposed me to. It was something I was good at. I can remember when I signed at Washington State to play basketball and the Atlanta Braves wanted me to sign baseball. I just wasn't going to do it because I wanted to, keep my options open. And I was a firm believer that I would be playing both professionally. It's just something that I believed as a kid. And, when somebody offers me a challenge, it's kind of the thing that most athletes have to endure at some point. You have to prove people wrong. Mm. You have to have that inner belief that, I can do this. But that being said, I always tell people that I meet, that ego that can get guys to the big leagues or get guys to the NBA can be the same ego that drives their career short if they're not willing to really honestly look at themselves in the mirror and make adjustments, because that's what this game is about. And for me, I've always been somebody who's made some adjustments because I never lived at 95 miles an hour my career, so I've always had to kind of adjust as I go. And for me, it's just a challenge. Like I said, I got a great support team. Starts with my wife, goes on down to my kids, and then I got some great trainers that have worked with me for about 7 years. I put them up against anybody in the country. They're that good, and they have my body where it needs to be to perform at a high level. And, you know, for me, that's what life's about, taking challenges. And I'm a realist, too. If I wasn't getting better and I didn't see the progression, yeah, I would not be doing this. But for me to see what I've seen, even last year in New York, I learned so many things. The last 6 weeks of that season, I had the opportunity to close. Never done that in my life. But I had an opportunity to close and was very successful at it. So I pitched in situations that were new to me. I was very successful with that. And everything, even when I went down to minicamp last week, it felt very comfortable. I was excited to be back with the Orioles. I was excited to be around some of the young kids. Have no problem sharing my wisdom that was passed on to me from veterans that took me under their wing when I first came in. So, you know, all that being said, it's about, you know, putting the Orioles first. They're obviously the team that I would love to have that opportunity with. But as I said to Buck in the offseason, too, I'm looking 30 teams, just one opportunity. So wherever I can get that opportunity, obviously my heart's with the Orioles because I love the organization. I love where they've been. You know, I'd love to see that happen. But it's also about just getting that chance and you know, proving people wrong.
I love this story. And Mark Henriksen is with us. For so many athletes, and not, I shouldn't just put this on professional athletes who have been at the top levels like you, being in the NBA and Major League Baseball, pitching in all the biggest venues and playing in all the biggest venues, maybe anyone professionally who's reached a certain level, but going back down and pitching for the York Revolution would be beneath many people who have reached your level of excellence. And what else I love about this story, you've had major representation, I'm sure, in your life on Baseball Reference. CAA is still your representation. I don't know if they still are. But you get a call to minicamp, and you have been dealing with the Orioles through letters conversing with Buck Showalter. That's not done by too many professional athletes in 2015, Mark.
No, it's not, but it also comes down to the belief, too, that nobody's going to care about my career more than me. And that's not a knock on my agent. I've been with my agent for 18 years. And the conversations he has with the front office people, they don't know who I am. They really don't know what I'm about. A lot of times, I don't think some of them have even seen me pitch with this new delivery. To be honest, they're people who are working numbers. They work all these metrics, you know, whatever things they have that baseball has integrated into the sport, which does have its place, don't get me wrong. But what it also comes down to is relationships, because you got to kind of know who you're dealing with. And the one thing that I said to, you know, I can guarantee you Buck doesn't have to worry about me if I'm in spring training. He knows what he's going to get. And that goes a long way. And I think what Oriole fans should be excited about, especially with a baseball team, successful baseball teams, good chemistry goes a long way. And it comes down to, is good chemistry come from winning, or is good chemistry come before or after winning, I should say, excuse me. I think it comes before, and I think that's the one thing they've stressed since Buck and Dan have taken over, and I think Oriole fans can appreciate and have seen the result of good chemistry, high-character guys who come in, you know, put an honest day's work out and give the effort. And that's something that the Oriole fans definitely can back and support.
I absolutely love your point about personal relationships. And those still matter in 2015, even in this world with quick messaging and less face-to-face contact. That still matters most probably at the end of the day. What was it like, Mark, to ride the bus again for the York Revolution? You did pitch for Norfolk, but I imagine the International League, high-level AAA, is a lot different still from the York Revolution and independent baseball.
It's humbling. I mean, there's guys there. I mean, Julio DePaula I met last year, and you know what? I had no problem saying something to Buck when I went down and tried out with him last year, because there's opportunities there. I don't think people realize it. A lot of times, you know, people just tend to see the big league level and don't realize how many talented players there are in baseball trying to make a career of it. And some of the guys in independent ball are looking for their first opportunity to get back into affiliated ball, whether it's A ball or double A. So, I mean, there were some good guys that I had a chance to play with. They taught me some things, and you're never too old to learn. And for me, it was just an experience where, yeah, I had some ups and downs. I was questioning what I'm doing, but my wife is a big supporter, and she, you know, she pushes me, and she kind of, you know, is my mirror. And you know what? Looking back on that season, it was as beneficial as any season I had in the big leagues, for sure.
Now, you are the proverbial left-handed in breathing. You are 6'9", and I imagine for someone who's coming from two-thirds or the side at all, that for a left-handed hitter will be very, very challenging. And to me, since it never was about velocity for that, Darren O'Day pitches very hard for a sidearmer at like 86, 87. And there aren't too many guys. There are less guys who do that from the left side, and there's even fewer guys who come at 6'8", 6'9". So there are things there you're looking at, and you say, that's it's pretty intriguing. Now, I have asked this to some other sidearmers in the past. I imagine for you the adjustment, just throwing it, you know, after doing it one way your entire life, challenging. But a breaking ball, a changeup, something different, that's, I imagine, really challenging, Mark.
Yeah, it's just, it's getting a feel, and it starts on the mound. I mean, anybody who, you know, gets drafted, they're always talking about young pitchers and their development. Well, it starts with them on the rubber. You know, can they repeat their delivery? Do they have a feel for their pitches? And I'm kind of in the same boat. The only difference is I have a 40-year-old mind, so advantage me there. But as far as developing stuff, yeah, it just takes repetitions. And I can't even compare to the pitcher I was in 2013. I mean, even playing catch down at minicamp, I just am so much freer throwing down there. And I can actually adjust it to go lower if I need to. And that whole, you know, situation stems from what Buck said in that office, and I have no problem sharing it now that we're years removed. It's like, what do I possess that nobody else does when I step on that rubber? You see guys in the big leagues, and you can look within the Orioles as well. Some guys have plus-plus stuff, and what I mean by that, it's just stuff that's unhittable.
Kevin Gausman, for example.
Yeah, above-average fastball, above-average changeup, above-average movement, whatever you call it. Other guys, Darren O'Day is an example, have extreme, you know, the deception is there. And so that's kind of his niche. And that's the biggest difference between guys that are in the big leagues and guys that you go down and see in lower levels who throw just as hard, and you're thinking, why is this guy not in the big leagues? And that's why. And so hitters will tell you. So for me, even when I'm in camp as a rookie, I'm always asking the hitters, what are you seeing? Because they're the guys I'm trying to get out, and hitters on, you know, our team, Orioles, as an example, a confident major league hitter has no problem telling pitchers what he sees, because it, ultimately the goal is to help the team. And so that's what I try to tell these young guys is, hey, when you're down there and you're throwing, anytime you're throwing to one of our hitters, you need to go talk to them, because that's a perspective that most pitchers don't get a chance to see, and it can really help in their development as a pitcher.
This is an amazing story, Mark, and we only have about 30 seconds left, but where are you right now as far as getting a spring training invite, and where have you left it with the club?
I left it with the club. I went down through, they had minicamp Monday through Wednesday. I threw on a Monday, and I also threw on a Wednesday, a little bit earlier than I would have liked to have gotten off the mound, but obviously it was something I needed to do. I'm back in my preparation about a month out from spring training and in my workouts. Probably jump back on the mound here in about a week. Kind of tied up everything down there, just waiting to hear back. Obviously, you know, it's their call, and Buck said, you know, he would talk to me and let me know, hopefully sooner rather than later. And as well, I'm having my agent seek out other opportunities as well. But I think for me, you know, my heart's always been with the Orioles, so I'd love that opportunity to come. It's just a matter of them making decisions on who all they're bringing to camp.
Someone to root for, as they say. Mark Henriksen. Mark, I really do appreciate it, and hopefully we can catch up again maybe before spring training or as this process continues here, and I want to wish you the best of luck. It's a wonderful story.
Thank you. I appreciate it. Anytime you want me on, I'll be on.
I appreciate that. Mark Henriksen, former Oriole, trying to be an Oriole again at the age of 40 and as a grandfather. We'll come back with more next.